This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, was signed into law 25 years ago this coming Sunday. Think for just a second about the ways this economy has changed in the past 25 years, and you'll surely get where we are going with this next story. Developers and programmers are testing some new tech ideas with the disabled community in mind, as Lauren Silverman reports from KERA in Dallas.
Sometimes Chad Habel will go to a restaurant with friends, only to find himself physically cut off from his company.
You're looking, you know, under the table at everybody else. You can't see above the table.
Habel is in a wheelchair. He's also a businessman with an eye for health and technology ideas.
I could see a huge value for having an app or something that could translate saying, hey, here are the three cafes you can go to. Here are the ones you need to stay away from because there's cobblestone or the bathroom doors are only 12 inches wide or the elevators you won't fit in.
Many of the high-tech gadgets and apps created today aren't designed for people with different abilities. Just think about how Google Maps doesn't tell you whether the sidewalks are wheelchair accessible, or how you still need to use your hands to make a drawing on your tablet.
There is definitely a niche, and there's definitely a need for enhancements that could help everyday issues that we face.
Which is exactly why student Oluwatosin Oluwadari is spending his days in a lab at UT Arlington, surrounded by loose cables and pieces of robotics.
Right now it's in the early stage, it's more like a prototype we have.
Oluwadari and his partner are showing me how their device for the visually impaired works.
Can I stand in front of it and it will look at me?
Yes.
It's called ICU, and it describes characteristics of people standing in front of you.
All I need is an image of you.
Oluwadari puts on a pair of glasses with a camera attached and snaps my photo.
The description of the person in front of you is as follow.
Then it describes me.
Person 1 is wearing an orange dominant shirt, has a light skin complexion. She is a female adult.
That's pretty much how I'd describe myself.
So far, the device analyzes age, gender, skin, and shirt color. Oluwadari admits that some of the features it's programmed to report may be sensitive, like skin color or age. But guidance from people living with disabilities is helping shape the technology. Sean Horn likes that.
Unless you talk to the people that you're trying to help, you're not going to know, even with your best intentions, how to help.
Horn is a writer in Manhattan. She also has cerebral palsy. She's working with developers like the ICU creators in a national competition called the Connectability Challenge. Whoever comes up with the best tech to empower folks with disabilities wins $100,000. The project is sponsored by AT&T and New York University. Since Horn has poor balance and muscle control, she's hoping to see some cool hands-free technology.
You know, the fact that I walk around the world with shiny blue ski poles means that my hands are occupied.
One device in the competition she likes is called Palette. It transforms your tongue into a mouse that can control anything from a wheelchair to a light setting. Another technology called Drum Pants gives a voice to people with difficulty speaking. They just have to tap sensors on their pants or shirt that have pre-programmed phrases.
The fact that we can collaborate and create things that not only work in theory, but actually have an impact on the future of someone's life, this kind of technology can be life-changing.
The winner of the Connectability Challenge will be chosen this Sunday on the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.